After hearing and giving these thousands and other excuses, I've come to the conclusion that all these excuses are nothing more than a way to evade our responsibility and justify our mediocrity.
Podcasting from Wealthwave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of Wealthwave.
So let's talk a little bit about our story and Wealthwave, and talk a little bit more about what's really happened to us in our 19-year career. We started this business when we was 19 years old. How many of you remember when you were 19? You're naive, right, when you're 19? So I went into a BPM. They said, you know, you can make $50,000 a year. I got really excited, got home, told my dad I was going to be rich. And he said, you know, after everything, now I know what happened really back doors. I said, Dad, I need $100. My mom said, well, $100 so he learns, you know, give it to him so he can go learn that he's going to get ripped off and, you know, he shouldn't do any multi-level or whatever thing again. You know your parents, right? So they said, just give him the $100 so he could go get excited and happy and whatever, and then he'll come back, destroy it, or we'll pick him up. Okay, perfect. So that's what's going on backstage. I don't know about it. They said, okay, take the $100. They pay for my fees. Then I come back like 2 weeks later and said, well, I need $300 for a license. And then I hear it. I remember that. I remember mom saying, I told you it was going to get expensive. So now I'm asking my dad for $300 for my license. And he gave me the $300 for my license. And the rest is history. Right, 19 years later, here we are. And you know, those $400 were the greatest investment my parents have done in their whole life. It's the cheapest education they paid for all between all four of us. Those $400 was it. Right? Because I have this, you know, life brings us together, like-minded people, right? And so I have the same degree as Darren. We have the same degree, public high school diploma, same PhD, right? Same one. I'm still working on my MBA like his, you know, but that's good. So it took me 14 months to make my first sale. And sometimes people come into this business and they see others that are really fast and are really great and are really awesome. I remember when I was starting in the business, there was this guy who joined like 5 months after me. And he was out there ripping it. And he was making sales left and right. You know, he didn't have a license yet. And already he, you know, he had a bunch of people on his team. And he got his license. And now he has a bunch of sales. And I'm just sitting there saying, I'm the biggest loser in the world. And I'm just like, how is he doing it? And he used to get up front and he used to talk all nice. And I was like, wow, that guy is awesome, right? But he was in his 30s. He was an engineer. All his friends needed the services we had. I was 19 years old. I had no experience. I used to work in a restaurant with my parents, you know, chopping chicken, you know, and giving it out to people. So our experiences were totally what? Totally different. What he had done in his previous life and what I had done in my short life was totally different. So that experience he had when he came into the business gave him an edge I did not have. But the edge I did get in those 14 months is that I developed mental toughness. Eventually, the guy quit, and I did. Because once things started getting hard, once he didn't make all the sales, once things weren't happening as fast as they happened at the beginning, now he had to prove himself. And sometimes when people bring people to my team and say, Julio, this guy's going to be the next superstar, right? And he gets out to a fast start, and he's really good at the beginning. He says, see, I told you. I said, no, just wait. Wait till it gets hard. Hey, but why do we have to wait till it gets hard? Because it's going to get hard. That's business. It's going to get difficult. It's going to come a moment where things are not as great as they are. So for me, those 14 months were really, really, really important in the rest of my career because they showed me the mental toughness I had to develop to go and go after these challenges once and once again. Because thing is, those 14 months, most people don't survive them. And in my career, I've had a couple of episodes like those 14 months. I just thought once I did my first sale, And this is how it went. I did my first sale 15 months after I was a regional vice president for the company. So for first 14 months to make a sale after I did it, I just grew from there. But once I got there, I had another period, maybe not a 14 months, but another period of where I needed to learn again, where I had to develop my mental toughness again, where I had to struggle again, where things weren't so great again, where I had to be and get the best out of me once more. So in my career, it's been 14 months after 14 months after 14 months. That feeling, that period, it always comes back. And there come stages in our life where it's just come back. And when I look at those stages of my career, when I look at those stages of my life, it always comes down to the most horrible, despicable, life-enabling word in the dictionary. It just comes down to one word, and that's excuses. I look back, and I remember when I joined, I had a bunch of excuses, a bunch of them. And I remember I had a mentor who used to tell us, hey, leave all those big books of excuses you have, leave them downstairs. But when you come up to this office, you leave your excuses out there. And that kept, you know, I kept on hearing it week in, week out, week in, week out. And one of the things I said I was going to do when I joined, they said, well, I have a bunch of excuses, but I won't have an excuse not to show up. And I'm going to show up every week, and I'm going to show up in the evening meetings and the morning meetings. And we didn't have webinars, but if not, you know, I saw those tapes. Those tapes, Tom was talking about those tapes. We didn't have that satellite deal down in Puerto Rico, so we couldn't see it live. What we had to do is that we always got a recording, and we saw those video recordings back then, and that was the only way to see it. But there was like a vault, and it wasn't live, but when we saw it, it had to be everybody in the classroom. And once it was over, it went to the vault. You couldn't see it again, right? Just to create the live environment. So those excuses, let's talk a little bit about them. When I look at all the problems I had in my life, and you can look at yours, and I look for the origins of these problems, almost always what comes next is an excuse or justification. I look at all of them. I look every single time and I say, Julio, you screwed up again. You did an excuse there, you put another excuse here, you did it again. You're doing now it doesn't take me 14 months. Why? Because I've trained myself to recognize it faster. It doesn't take me 14 months to recognize I'm putting excuses. Now I say, okay, I'm putting a bunch of excuses, let me change that. Let me fix it. And let me just do it faster. It doesn't take 14 months anyway. We amass an enormous arsenal of excuses to justify we have not done what we should have done already. And that happens to all of us. Have you ever heard any of these explanations for people trying to justify why the circumstances they may be facing is totally out of their control? And we're putting excuses and we say, well, it's not in my control. You can always control. You control things. You control things in your life, and you control things that are important. After hearing and giving, how much of you have given excuses in your life? Oh, yeah. It's just so crazy, right? After hearing and giving these thousands and other excuses, I've come to the conclusion that all these excuses are nothing more. Hear this. All these excuses are nothing more than a way to evade our responsibility and justify our mediocrity. And that's what it's come to. When I put the excuse, I say, well, why am I justifying my mediocrity? Why am I evading my responsibility? Why am I doing this? By looking guilty for what was always under our control. But it's under our control. So There are only three things true about excuses. These three things, you know what they are? First of all, the first thing is that if you really want to find an excuse, rest assured, you will find it. You will find an excuse. Two, when you start using your excuse, you will find allies. Yeah, once you start putting up excuses, oh yeah, I went through that too, right? Yes, they'll tell you, I know how you feel because I feel Well, the same thing happens to me, and now you have a bunch of allies, and you have an excuse club, right? And all of you are you know, and you go after things, and maybe you make stupid decisions because you're putting a bunch of excuses up, and maybe in the wrong time, and now you have a big, big club of people making, you know. I've seen it happen over and over again, right? I'm seeing it happening right now in our team in Puerto Rico. People who are putting excuses, pointing fingers, saying crazy stuff and trying to start no deals. Because they're saying, they're putting up a bunch of excuses and they're getting together now. So now there are a bunch of people putting excuses. You know where that's going to go, right? Right? Because you can't start something big off of excuses. You can never start something big off of excuses. Number three, once you have your excuse, nothing will change about your reality. So you put all the excuses up, but nothing will change. Nothing. Your mediocrity will be there. Your problems will remain the same. So now you can go change your company, but you are the same person. You're going to have the same problems because they're going to go with you wherever you go. You will have not advanced. You will have regressed. So avoid making excuses. The antidote for a life full of excuses. Let's figure this out. I've learned two things I can control in my life. And that's my attitude and my activity. So if you're putting, you know, all these excuses, it's because you're not taking control of your attitude and your activity. Because if your attitude is straightened out and you're in a self-improvement program and you're looking for the good in things, but if your attitude stinks, now your thinking is thinking, right? So now all you're saying is what? Is excuses to others and start convincing others about those excuses. And your attitude is horrible and their attitude is horrible. And now we have a club of people with a bunch of horrible attitudes. And that's crazy. And what we need to do is have a self-improvement program if we want to stop giving excuses in our life. Stop saying I'm not having success because my upline didn't help me. I didn't have success because I, you know, we cannot put excuses on things. We have to take responsibility because it's our business. We signed an independent contractor. It's our opportunity. And I have guys on my team that are so great, so awesome. They say, Julio, right? And this is when I know someone gets it. They say, Julio, I'm going to do this with or without you. Perfect. You understand your business. Thank you. Right? And that's what you want. When you feel, when you're really in control, you say, hey, Darren, I love you, bro. I'm going to do this with or without you. And you have to understand. Hey, Tom, I love you, bro. We're going to do this with or without you. We're going to make it happen. It's my opportunity. It's my chance. It's my family. Your business is from you down. And you control your attitude and you control your activity. Those are the two things you control. So to control your activity, you have to have a self-discipline program. You have to do things even if you don't feel like doing them. For me, that's the definition of discipline. Just doing what I have to do even if I don't feel like it. Right? Because normally, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't know if it happens to you. You think I'm really excited going out there and getting some idiot telling me no to something? I don't want that to happen. And I know it's going to happen. I have to go out there and make it happen, right? I don't get excited about that. I don't get excited, but I get excited about the results and knowing, right? I just have to go out there every day and work half a day. And that's what we do. We work half a day. Yeah, 12 hours. I had a guy tell me once, he says, but you just work 4 hours? And I said, no, how many hours have your day? Mine says 24. So I work 12. I work 12 and I do, right? How many hours? Well, your day has 4 hours, mine has 24, you know, so. So you have to have the discipline, right, to make things happen. And that's your activity. That's what you can control. The journey won't be easy, but it won't be the hardest thing you do in your life either. That's why most will choose a life of excuses. They will choose a life of excuses because it's not easy, but it's not the hardest thing in your life either. So people ask us about Puerto Rico being destroyed by a storm. Things happen. right? And it's a really sad story what's happening to our island. But it's even sadder when you don't have opportunities. It was really sad sitting with friends and neighbors and asking them what they want to do. And they said, well, I can't do anything. I'm a lawyer, but I can't practice outside Puerto Rico. I'm a doctor, but I can't practice outside Puerto Rico. I'm a business owner, but I don't have licenses out of the island. And being in a company and an industry like ours, that you could just get a non-resident license in another state and just go do your thing, have your same contract. You don't have to start over. Do you know that? You don't have to start from zero. You just go and do what you've done for the last 5, 10 years of your career in a new place, right? And when things are better, you go back and you keep on doing what you were doing. But you know how incredible it is to have an opportunity in your hands where you can say, hey, give me my laptop. I'm going to go do this in Alaska. It's incredible. I don't know if you can grasp the extraordinary opportunity we have as business owners, that we could do this anywhere we decide to go. People ask me, why Tampa? I said, well, I don't have a team in Tampa. I have a team in Miami. I have a team in Orlando. I don't have a team in Tampa. So what's the best thing to do? Well, go to a place I don't know no one and start something again, right? And take care of our team back in Puerto Rico and help them rebuild, right? And go and travel once a week when I can't do that again. And I help our Orlando team and build a new one. That's the incredible thing about our business. We can do this. It's unlimited opportunity. Do you understand that? How powerful that is? I moved to Tampa, and when I look around, and I'm at the barbershop, believe it or not, I'm there, and they're talking about other hurricanes. And I'm, like, sitting there, and they're talking about Hurricane Irma, and one of them says, yeah, man, and you know the water goes up to here. And I'm like, I think I chose the wrong place. And they're talking about, oh, yeah, man, I remember once. And they're talking about all the hurricanes. I just got there. And I think I did not choose the right place to come live. But you know what? If it comes, what can we do? Well, we come to Atlanta, right? We come to Atlanta, we come here, we get an office, and we do it again. That's the incredible thing about our business. Not every professional can say that. Not every six-figure income earner can say, my business is portable. Ours is. And that's one of the greatest opportunities in the world we have. We can do this wherever we are, with whoever we want to do it. And this comes down to, is my why bigger than my excuses? If the answer is yes, buckle up and make it happen.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.